You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I say no.
I just said, I don't think that if you're a young, healthy person that you need it. Their argument was you need it for other people.
So you say young, healthy people should get vaccinated?
Absolutely.
A top Washington Post investigative journalist has come out and pointed out what Dr. Francis Boyle and others said on the show a year ago, but with the evidence that Fauci's covering up the Wuhan lab leak because he was running the secret illegal operations there, which is documented. But the fact is the Washington Post has come out with this. That means big changes are afoot.
So Robert Redfield, who was the CDC director at the time, a trained virologist, he says, I took a look at this virus and I concluded that it is so powerful that it must have been evolved in a lab setting. And he pointed to the gain-of-function research, and they called him a racist, a conspiracy theorist, and all the rest. The godfather of that industry, the head of the pyramid, is a guy you may have heard of called Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci, the hero of the pandemic, is the most important person in the world of gain-of-function research there is. In other words, he is, and not just him, there's Francis Collins at the NIH and some other people, but basically, he is the one dispersing all of the grants for this. He is the one who pushed to turn it back on after Obama turned it back off. That's a whole nother crazy story. He turned it back on without really consulting the White House. That's breaking news.
Gain of function experiments. And what that means are experiments that make the virus more dangerous or more deadly. It's a sort of research that we don't do in Canada that is frowned upon in most parts of the world.
A former spy chief says the lab idea shouldn't be dismissed as conspiracy.
It's an engineered escapee from the Wuhan Institute. It was the result of an accident. And that the virus is the consequence of, you know, gain-function experiments.
And now it's a two-front war. First, it was against COVID-19, and I'm not trying to excuse the Chinese government. This was a predictable leak. I've been saying that for years. And then China, this communist dictatorship, covered it up right from the very get-go. Clearly a crime against humanity. They could have brought it under control immediately, and they did not. Out of 500,000 U.S. troops who were forcibly inoculated with the original Franken-shots, 11,000 were killed and 100,000 were disabled. And those were healthy young men and women in our armed forces. Just extrapolate when they're going to give these Franken-shots to everyone.
There are 7.5+ billion people on this planet. The globalists see themselves as guardians of the earth, guardians of the galaxy, and that they are doing an emergency stunning, poisoning, dumbing down, and then culling of the human population.
So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero, and that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look.
And they have decided that they own the world because they created all this digital made-up garbage. And now they need to get us in debt. They need to get rid of our local economies. They need to bankrupt us and put us into a position of total control.
After the second dose, at least 80% of participants experienced a systemic side effect, ranging from severe chills to fevers. So, are these vaccines safe?
Well, the
Brandi Parker McFadden is confined to her hospital bed at Vanderbilt.
Can you walk right now?
No, I can't walk.
Less than 24 hours after receiving her second Pfizer COVID shot,
she gotta find this video on InfoWars.com and band.video, the Fauci gain of function research bombshell. Share this around. The American Journal begins in 1 minute. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostagard with the salt palmetto and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Bazo Beets, concentrated beet extract, create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. BazoBeats, Prostagard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 3rd of May. You're watching American Journal on band.video and InfoWars.com. My name is Harrison Smith. What a day. What a weekend it has been. What incredible headlines I have for you today. You know, I wish we didn't have to wait till tomorrow, but we're going to have to wait for tomorrow until I can thoroughly and satisfactorily destroy John Oliver. I hate that weasel of a man. But last night, he does his last week tonight with John Oliver. He dedicated it all to vaccine hesitancy. And it is just as inane and pointless as you would think it would be. But since it's Monday morning and that aired Sunday night, I haven't had time to thoroughly go through and like a surgeon with a scalpel carefully dissect his entire argument. But I guess I'll just do that tomorrow then, because it's not hard. The Man Show is basic mainstream media propaganda with Family Guy jokes thrown in the middle. His intellectual capacity is just slightly higher than his humor capacity. And without a crowd cheering along, it's actually just kind of strange and depressing. Anyway, it's part of what I was doing this morning. I was going through all of my headlines. A lot of other stuff to talk about that's happened over the weekend. So let's get into it and your calls. But first, we'll begin as we always do with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for the 3rd of May, 2021. California is releasing 63,000 violent felons back onto the streets in an effort to create safer prisons. You see, there are 63,000 violent felons that were making prison unsafe. So they're releasing them onto the streets to make the prison safer. Okay. California is set to release at least 63,000 inmates convicted of violent crimes in an effort to create, quote, safer prisons. Of those who are set to be released, nearly 20,000 are serving life sentences. Another 10,000 inmates were convicted for serious nonviolent offenses who've served half their initial sentence. So there you go, folks. 20,000 people sentenced to life in prison now being released because liberalism? We're not really sure. We're not really sure, except the fact that they're violent felons, they're making the prison unsafe. So to make the prison safer, they'll be releasing them onto the streets. Fantastic. Revealed, the story from the Post-Millennial. Chauvin juror who promised judge impartiality now says people should join juries to spark some change. And he was a major Black Lives Matter supporter. Even seen wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt in 2020. A juror on the Derek Chauvin trial told the court that he had no prior knowledge of the George Floyd civil case, but he was photographed last August wearing a shirt that said, "Get your knee off our necks," and BLM. He stated last week he saw jury duty as meant to spark some change. Truly incredible. Not that incredible, I guess. These people have no compunction about lying. They think, well, what's one little fib to get on a jury? If you can make real change, you're fighting racism after all. What wouldn't you do? Cast an extra vote in a ballot? Of course, that's a small price to pay. We're defeating Nazis after all. See, they have the moral high ground, so any and all shortcuts they can take, perfectly legitimate and allowed and actually good. Good job, this guy, getting on a jury to change the outcome to fit him politically, despite the fact that you may be destroying an innocent man's life. Pentagon cancels all border wall projects paid from other missions' funds. The Pentagon announced Friday that it was canceling all southern border wall construction projects that had been paid for during the Trump administration using funds designated for other military construction projects. That's good. We don't need a wall. After all, there's only hundreds of thousands of people pouring across the border on a monthly basis. Who needs a wall when you have infinite money to just give them and bring them farther into the country? A couple of pieces of good news here, most of them out of Texas. Prop B passes in Austin, reinstating the camping ban in public places. Austinites voted in favor of Prop B, which reinstates the camping ban in areas and in areas near downtown, near areas near downtown. The results were 56% for versus 43% against. Those who voted in favor said it would be to help get Austin back to being a safer city. And we'll talk a little bit more about this later in the program as well. But, of course, that was a proposition we have been campaigning for here on the program. And, yes, it passed with flying colors, despite the fact that liberal organizations were bussing homeless people by the thousands to vote in against Prop B. Well, it still passed. From GeroHedge.com, fake health certificates complicate the already messy vax pass idea. The proliferation of fake health certificates is exposing a logistical blind spot for the airlines. Confusion doesn't stop there. In Europe, fake COVID-19 certificates hit airlines, which now have to police them. At London Heathrow Airport, the additional checks by border control have led to lines of more than 6 hours for arriving passengers. That's with just a little over 500,000 passengers passing through the airport in March, down 91.7% from a comparable period in 2019. Negative tests required in the U.S. It's interesting. It's just, it's all just very interesting. You have to get your vaccine. But you can't make a pass. So, but the passes aren't legally binding in any way. The vaccine hasn't even been approved by the FDA to actually be marketed as a vaccine. It's still in the experimental phases. So what if I just get an experimental COVID vaccine? Oh, it has to be from Pfizer, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson. Oh, okay. Truly incredible. Anti-woke candidates opposed to racial critical race theory have absolutely swept the school board race in Dallas. Anti-woke candidates opposed to critical race theory being taught in Dallas schools win control of a affluent district board with nearly 70% of the vote during a bitterly contested election. 70% against critical race theory. That's okay. They'll solve that. Nothing that, a year's worth of hundreds of thousands of migrants a month won't take care of. We'll overwhelm that number soon enough. Florida passes sweeping voting overhaul that curbs mail-in voting and drop boxes. Florida becomes the second state to pass an overhaul of its voting laws to make it easier to vote but harder to cheat. The bill has passed both chambers and legislature on a party line vote. Senate passed 23-17 and in the House 77-44. The bill will now go to Governor Ron DeSantis, who's expected to sign it very soon. The bill offers new identification requirements and restrictions on mail-in voting and drop boxes. That's nice. Restrictions on mail-in voting and drop boxes. Why don't we just not have either one of those? Why don't we just get rid of both of them? Why do we have to have restrictions? Why limitations? Why not get rid of them as they were emergency temporary measures for extraordinary circumstances, that is the COVID lockdown? Why do we have to have them at all anymore? But no, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth here. The Rochester Public School Board voted unanimously Tuesday evening to make several phrases and images, including Black Lives Matter, quote, government speech, meaning the school cannot be held liable for allowing those views while not allowing opposing views. Yes, you heard that right. They're saying that Black Lives Matter and other partisan leftist talking points and images are allowed and opposing them are not. And that's okay now because they're calling it, quote, government speech. By declaring certain phrases involving Black Lives Matter movement as government speech, the board is protecting itself from legal action because it is allowing one type of speech, but not any speech in opposition to these phrases. It's okay. Just a little light fascism. Just a light touch of speech control. Just to make things safer and nicer and more pleasant for everybody, right? It's government speech. You're not allowed to disagree with it. That's what we're telling the school kids in Rochester. Incredible.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reese said, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. You make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's American Journal here on InfoWars.com and Band.video. We'll be taking your calls today. Let's go ahead and give us a dial. The number to call is 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. The rolls are now open. I'm going to get more into this story here. This is called, it's from the Postmillennial, but it's covered on a lot of alternative news places. Not the mainstream news for reasons that will become readily apparent. Chauvin juror who promised judge impartiality now says people should join juries to spark some change, and he wore a Black Lives Matter shirt in 2020. A juror on the Derek Chauvin trial told the court he had no prior knowledge of the George Floyd civil case. And it's not that he's wearing a shirt that says Black Lives Matter. It's that he's wearing a shirt that says get your knee off our necks. I'm just trying to imagine, you know, what the argument would be in favor of this guy or claiming that this maybe doesn't matter. What, you know, what could possibly be the argument against this? It's like, well, the right wingers are mad that a Black Lives Matter member was on the Chauvin trial. It's like, yeah, obviously. I mean, I don't know about the legal intricacies, but I'd have to imagine that this would in some way be grounds for a retrial of some sort. When juror number 52, now identified as Brandon Mitchell, reportedly told Judge Cahill on March 15th that he had no prior knowledge of the case before being summoned for jury duty, and yet he's wearing a shirt that says, get your knee off our necks. Okay, that's a direct response to, or that's a direct, you know, allusion to the Chauvin case. So he was clearly lying. And we told the judge that. That's perjury. When a juror perjures themselves, specifically because they know that they would be kicked off of the jury if they told the truth, how is that permitted to continue? Judge Cahill asked juror 52 whether he'd heard anything about the George Floyd civil case. He says no. He explained hearing some basic info about trial dates, etc., from the news in recent months, but nothing that would keep him from serving as an impartial juror. Now, he was lying. He was just lying, obviously. Juror number 52 wrote in his questionnaire that he wondered why other police officers at the scene did not intervene in the George Floyd deadly arrest. He recognized the historic nature of this case. Defense says he's an acceptable juror, so it's the state's turn to question. Here's a video of that juror talking about how getting onto juries is a great way to bring about the social change you desire. This is from Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell.
We're talking to Brandon Mitchell. He was juror number 52 in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. Brandon, before we wrap, many people don't like jury duty and probably wouldn't respond to the letter that you get in the mail. So what message would you leave to those about saying yes to jury duty?
I mean, it's important. If we want to see some change, we want to see some things going differently, we got to get out there and get into these avenues and get in these rooms to try to spark some change. That's one of the jury duty is one of the things. Jury duty voting. All of those things we got to do.
And how can people follow you on social media or tune into your podcast? We're talking to Brandon Mitchell. He was juror number 52 in the Derek Chauvin murder trial. Brandon, before we wrap, many people don't like jury duty and probably wouldn't respond to the letter that you get in the mail. So what message would you leave to those about saying yes to jury duty?
I mean, it's important. If we want to see some change, we want to see some things going differently, we got to get out there and get into these avenues and get in these rooms. Yes. To try to spark some change. And that's absolutely one of the jury duty is one of the things. Jury duty voting, all of those things are things we got to do.
And how can people follow you on social media or tune into your podcast?
Yeah, so the Wholesome Pod.
There you go. I mean, it's important if we want to see some change, we want to see some things going different, we got to get into these avenues, we got to get into these rooms and spark some change. He said jury duty is one of those things. Jury duty, voting, all of those things we got to do. Yeah, and if you have to lie to do it, yeah, go ahead and lie to do it. Voting. Jury duty? What's a small fib? What's a little lie? You got to get into these rooms to make the social change. You have to lie and deceive, because if people knew the truth, they wouldn't let you make the change. You know, I'm reminded of back during the city council election here in Austin, you had it being revealed that one of the Democrats running had a Democratic socialist revolutionary agitator, you know, scumbag child of millionaires working behind the scenes, who openly admitted that they were using a boilerplate Democrat platform to get elected, with the total intention of using the position, once they achieved it, to bring about radical change that wouldn't have gotten them elected. And I actually had friends of mine be like, yeah, that's how the game is played. You know, you got to say what you got. And it's like, no, it's despicable. That's complete subversion of our entire system. It is the reason things are this bad. Because what you're literally saying is, well, if we told the truth, people wouldn't vote for us because they don't want the things that we want to impose upon them. So we have to lie a little bit. We have to not tell them what we really intend in order to get elected, so then we can have the power to force the stuff we want on them without them having the ability to stop us. It's despicable, but that's the mindset of these scumbags. Now, sure, I had to lie a little bit to get on the jury. Sure, maybe, you know, if I was impartial, maybe I wouldn't have gone with a guilty plea, or, you know, a guilty sentence, a guilty verdict. But, you know, for social change, it's good that I can lie a little bit and get my way. These people are absolute scumbags. And I want to play a video here about a woman discovering the truth behind Black Lives Matter. I have so many videos today. It's almost too intense. All right. This is clip number 19. We just ran out. I'm not going to have time to play this before we get to break. I'll play it when we get to the other segment here, because you need to see it, because it's a woman basically just going on a Black Lives Matter Telegram channel and seeing what Black Lives Matter really intends, what their real purpose is. And yeah, it's not pretty, folks. I don't know if you have realized this yet, but people who will lie to get on a jury, people who will falsify their record in order to get into a position of power, they're not good people. They don't have your best interests in mind. They're not just looking out for the good of everybody. Despite all of their flowery, syrupy, sweet rhetoric, they are mercenary. They're utterly destructive, and they are hell-bent on destroying America for destruction's sake. They never talk about building anything up. They never talk about creating anything or helping anybody. No, it's destroying the people that they perceive as doing better than them. This weekend, you had dozens of riots all across the country because of May Day, communist holiday. People absolutely destroying Seattle, Portland, and a few other places. We'll show you some video from that later in the show as well, taking your calls throughout this show. When we get back, I'm going to show you this video that exposes the real energy, the real soul behind Black Lives Matter, what's really behind all of it. Oh, I just don't like seeing black people killed in the street. Oh, that's fine. I guess now you sign on to genocide of white people. I mean, that's just how it works. So we'll show you the video on the other side. Stay with us.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns with the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now, and our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 best sellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3 to 5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like Vasobeats, Prostaguard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video, brought to you entirely by InfoWarsStore.com, where you can go and purchase some of our fantastic products at great sale prices, and you support this program and everything we do here at InfoWars and Band.video. So we thank you so much for going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping us to carry on this crusade against the lies and misinformation of the mainstream media and the intelligence agencies that support and control them. So here's a video by Evelyn Ray, who is a frequent guest on the War Room. Here on InfoWars, she is an author for Cauldron Pool, but she made a little video exposing what she discovered when she started looking at some of the rhetoric coming from Black Lives Matter social media groups. Let's watch this video and I will narrate along.
Someone sent this to me earlier and I actually didn't believe that it could be true. Silly of me, I know, considering the climate that we're currently living in. But I went onto Telegram and checked it out, and the following video is something I captured myself. It is 100% real, legitimate. There are 550 subscribers to this channel. 550 people that are subscribing to this is terrifying enough, but I guarantee you that there are more people around the world who actually think this way. We need to realize that there are a certain group of people who actually don't want reconciliation. They're not in there to reconcile. They're not in there to live peacefully. Their own ideology will refuse any form of cohesion of different groups of people around the world. We need to wake up to that. We need to be aware of it, and we need to start watching our six.
So here she's on Black Lives Matter Global. Wait, we need to bring this up so I can read it. F-12 burned the precinct to the ground, and then there's a meme with a black guy, a dead white guy with blood around his head. He's shooting whites in the back of the head and says, yes, all whites. Hang the white man. There's another little meme. Kneel before Black Lives Matter. Expel the white devil. Hang the white man. Graffiti there. We built America. America is ours. With the black militia there. White existence is white supremacy. White people have no future. It ain't murder when it's for equality. There's another little meme. Kill the Boer, kill the farmer. Little South African meme for you there. Symbols, demolish symbols of white supremacy with them exploding the Mount Rushmore. Do not resuscitate white people. There, a little note for the hospitals. Not even the same species. All whites are Nazis. Not after night. Expect us. Whoever you're reading this, you need to be on the street tonight. You cannot sit silently while they kill your children. Yes, all the black children being killed by white people. We know about all these. If Chauvin walks, something reporting domestic abuse is racist. All right, this might be a troll. Hold on. White birthing women are terrorists. That's just a headline from a newspaper. The future is black. Okay. I think we can all look forward to that. The pinned message, help us fight white racism and black oppression. So sad. There's the original tweet from Evelyn Ray. This needs to go viral. People out there need to be aware there are groups of people who think this way about other groups of people. Yeah, they're called the public school system. It's called the media. It's called everybody who's not censored and eliminated by big tech. This is like, what did you think they wanted? What did you think they want when they're walking around chanting, burn it all down, and they're chanting, you know, fry them like bacon, pigs in a blanket. Like, what did you think? You think they wanted reconciliation? You think they wanted to be friends after all this? You think that, oh, once all of the systemic racism is taken care of, that's very easily identifiable and easy to root out, right? All of the racist laws that we have here in America, once we get rid of those, then we'll have peace and equality. Okay, there are no laws that are racist in America except against white people. That's fairly obvious. So what are they trying to get rid of? I mean, it's just pay attention. Just pay attention to what's going on. This is absurdly obvious. And the idea that this type of ideology could not take power and can just be sort of pat on the head. Oh, you want all white people to die? Isn't that cute? Okay, look at South Africa. It's manifest there. It is continuous. This rhetoric becomes action. That action becomes official policy. That official policy is genocide. Is this hard to understand? Is this complicated to anybody else? It's absurdly obvious what's going on here. These groups that openly preach genocide, including the SPLC, by the way, the SPLC and the ADL. I mean, the SPLC was caught on video tracking the decline of the white population in America. Like a scoreboard. Like, how far have we gotten? How much have we achieved? How much left is there to achieve? This is purposeful. And these groups have the full backing and support of the mainstream media and the banking establishment and the corporate establishment and the government establishment. So you have all the corporations, all the governments, all the non-governmental organizations, all of the supranational, international organizations, all of the billionaire-funded, on-the-ground, astroturf, grassroots activists versus the American people who are literally just, like, trying to live their lives and just, like, going out on the boat on the weekend. It's just, like, a raid from them are just a astronomically rich, well-funded, well-armed, fully supported, and now, you know, legally incentivized group of insane radicals who openly espouse their total destruction, their murder, and relentless war until they achieve victory. So, just so we're aware where we are. And now you have the Rochester Public School, voting unanimously, not one dissenting voice, but unanimously they vote to make several phrases and images, including Black Lives Matter, government speech, meaning the school can't be held liable for allowing those views while not allowing opposing views. So it's not like this type of speech or this type of ideology is just some sort of fringe radical arm of the far left. This is, it's like illegal to question now. It's fully integrated into our every system, and it's being taught starting in very, very young age. Now, there is some pushback to this. Anti-woke faction opposed to critical race theory wins Texas school board race. So maybe they'll limit it in one or two schools. They'll stop it just a little bit here or there. But this is a rising tide. Putting a sponge outside of your door isn't going to prevent this from continuing. Truly incredible. It's this is from the from Gene Marvin, the RPS school board chair. So this is the chair of the Rochester Public Schools Board. It's not about telling students what to think and what they can and cannot say, but it does give our district and staff authority to speak out about these lives that matter. It's like, okay, all right. Just couch your fascist destruction of free speech in the code words of progressive anti-racism, and suddenly it becomes a good thing. Truly incredible. I mean, just what are we doing? We're just waiting, I guess, is really what we're doing. We're just waiting, just sitting and twiddling our thumbs like we're buried up to our neck in the beach and the tide is rising. And we're just like looking around, neck above the sand. So the water starts to like lap up against our chin and slowly start to rise up. And we're just like, oh, this is kind of weird. Hey, I'm not sure if I like this. Hey guys, can we maybe do something about this maybe a little bit? It's just like, you're about to be underwater. Maybe a little bit more urgency. Maybe a little bit more understanding about where we are. And maybe you should listen to the people who are telling you we are in power and we are out for your total destruction. Maybe you should listen to those people. And again, this is like the best example of why censorship is a bad thing. I'm glad these murderous scumbags are not silenced. I'm glad that they're able to put their memes out there and tell people what their real idea is.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD at InfoWarsStore.com. This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now. When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. It's American Journal at InfoWars.com, band.video. Let's go out to your phone calls now. We have Rich in Nevada who's called in about an interesting story I hadn't heard about yet. Pfizer's dog flu 2018 vaccine. Thanks for calling in. Rich, you are on the air.
Hello. Hello. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. What is this about Pfizer's dog flu vaccine?
Okay, so we know all this virus and vaccine stuff has been planned for years. I've looked at this stuff for over a year now. I listened to you guys, and we know who's involved in this. So now I started connecting this, connecting all this together, connecting the dots. So now enter late 2017. You got to connect this with what's going on now. Late 2017, the dog flu supposedly comes from overseas. Outbreak, and then early 2018 is when I really started hearing about it, and I got a notification from my veterinarian. So January, February, March of 2018, it's services in California, Nevada area, and I live in Nevada. The veterinarians start pushing the vaccine. You know, you get that fear factor. Because this is our beloved dogs, you know, everybody loves their dogs. Just like COVID-19, they're pushing that fear factor. It's a two-shot series, 3 weeks apart. So it was early summer, I took my dog in and had her vaccinated. She got both vaccines, you know, 3 weeks apart. Within a couple months, she starts showing signs of like a flu-type symptoms, throwing up, diarrhea, lethargic. So I take her in for treatment, and the vet's saying that they think that she's got something called IMHA. And several dogs, in fact, are coming down with this. It's IMHA attacks the immune system, the immune system goes into hyperdrive and attacks the body. Kind of like what's going on with this COVID vaccine with people. And the body basically goes into this cytokine storm, so to speak.
I'm so surprised that I have no memory of this. I don't remember this at all. A dog flu, and now the crew's pulling up all these articles from 2018 about the dog flu. I don't remember the dog flu even being a thing, and yet apparently they had it, and then they had injections for it. And here from Pet Health Network, immune medicated hemolytic anemia in dogs, IMHA.
Yes.
The red blood, its immune system destroys its own red blood cells. This often leads to severe anemia and poor oxygen delivery to multiple organs, such as the kidney, liver, brain, et cetera. Both dogs and cats are affected by this condition. And you're saying your dog got this from the vaccine?
That's what I'm now suspecting, and how I've connected all this. So let's talk about a couple of companies that created the PCR test for the dogs, for the dog flu, IDEX. Laboratories, IDEXX. IDEX Laboratories created the PCR test for the dog flu, and also involved in the PCR test for COVID-19. And you can go into their company and go through their website, and you'll see all this in there. They talk about all the different PCR tests that they've created for the COVID-19 and the dog flu. And then let's talk about the dog flu vaccine. So Pfizer, we're very familiar with Pfizer. Pfizer has created drugs and vaccines for humans for years, and also for animals and dogs. In 2013, they split between humans and animals, and the animal portion of Pfizer became Zoetis. Zoetis.
Right.
And a lot of the CEOs and bigwigs from Pfizer moved over to Zoetis to run that company.
Very interesting. And do you know for sure that this was a vaccine side effect that your dog was experiencing, or are you just sort of making that connection now as you hear more about?
I'm connecting the dots from what I'm hearing about the COVID test and the COVID vaccine.
Right.
I really believe, because it's kind of unusual that the veterinarians are pushing this vaccine, and my dog gets it, and several other dogs get the vaccine, and then all of a sudden there's an outbreak of this IMHA where the immune system is attacking the body, basically, right, in animals. And the vet even made a comment to me. He says, yeah, this is unusual. We're seeing an outbreak of this IMHA here now. And he didn't say it was because of the vaccine. He didn't know, had no clue. It was just said that it was unusual that was happening, that occurring. And I'm putting this together now because of what we're seeing with us, with the testing and the vaccines. And, you know, it's basically connecting the dots, the same companies involved. So was this a test run? Was this some type of a test run back then? Hey, let's test it on dogs, you know?
Yeah.
And then a couple years later, look what happens to us
here
in the country and around the world.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look into this. I'm so surprised that this whole dog flu story completely got past me, but it's not a Go ahead.
Yeah, well, let me throw one more thing out there, and this is just brief because it's pretty in-depth. So my background – I was a biological weapons specialist.
Oh, wow.
And I was working under Homeland Security at one time in Florida. I'm now retired. Still pretty new retired, but I spent some 27 years as part of my career as a biological weapons specialist.
Well, so, that's extremely interesting. What's your from a professional vantage point, how do you see this entire COVID-19 saga? What do you think the likelihood is that it came out of a lab in Wuhan?
Well, actually, I think it came out of several labs, because I started looking at this early last year, just like your organization has. And I traced it from, you know, Mr. Fauci in North Carolina, Chapel Hill,
yep,
and Fort Detrick. And when he got shut down there, it's basically like money laundering. He got shut down there, but yeah, he still got our money, and he took it overseas.
Right.
And Fauci and Gates and others worked out of several labs around the world, not just Wuhan. They worked out of Africa, Vietnam, Australia, and then over in the UK somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where the lab was over there. There's several labs, and the Wuhan lab was probably one of the main labs, and probably went through a few different labs in China.
So not a surprise to you as somebody with the decades of experience in the bioweapon industry. It's not a surprise to you that this type of gain of function research was going on and that it might escape a lab. Do you think it's more likely that it was an escape or a purposeful release?
Just with what's going on, I think it was deliberate.
Because it's just the timing is too perfect.
Yes, timing's too perfect. But you got to connect. You got to look at the big picture. You got to look at the whole big picture. There's other things involved. This Chimera stuff that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Where human genes and DNA has been played with.
Being spliced with monkey DNA.
Being spliced, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at this and we're conspiracy theorists. Wow. I never thought I'd be called that
right.
Or considered that. And I haven't been called that. But just thinking about it, it's unbelievable. You know, what I'm finding and going, wow, this is happening. It's true. It's coming out. People, they're not hiding this anymore.
Yeah.
We're seeing that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. They're literally not hiding it anymore. And, you know, to be a conspiracy theorist at this point is literally just asking basic questions, doing really basic research, just not swallowing hook, line, and sinker everything that's, you know, being dictated to you. You know, we were reminiscing this week. It was with some of my family and, you know, they're talking about, well, this time last year, you know, where were we? What did we know? And it was like, well, you know, even a few months back, you know, last year, it's like we didn't even know about the, you know, COVID-19. It wasn't even a thing back in February of 2020. And it was like, yes, it was. We were paying attention. We were asking questions about it. We knew what was going on. We knew it was coming out of the Wuhan research lab in January of 2020. But I guess you just aren't paying attention. If you just aren't doing the research, if you were just, you know, if everything you know is what you're being told by the mainstream media, then yeah, I guess you didn't know about COVID-19 back in February of 2020. Maybe you should be asking questions. Maybe you should be looking into this. Maybe you should be wondering why the crazy, kooky conspiracy theorists back in January of 2020 were looking over what was happening in China and the rest of the world and going, hey, guys, there's something headed this way. Why were they being denigrated? Why were they being insulted? Why are now they the ones being insulted and denigrated when we're asking about vaccine side effects? Probably a couple years from now, they'll be like, oh, vaccine side effects. We didn't know anything about that back in May.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone pipelines have been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more.
more. Of course, Prostagard and Vasobeats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's hard to quantify. It's hard to really even wrap your head around the number of threats that our country is under right now. Not even threats, really. Active attacks that are going on right now. A threat is something that is going to happen in the future. These are things that are happening in real time as we speak, slowly but surely ripping away the fabric of our entire civilization and replacing it with a much, much more controlling edifice. Now, clearly, the Black Lives Matter movement and the insanity it has inspired, such as critical race theory, is one of these that is just, you know, without discussion, without debate at all, was just forced into our education system and our media and even our, you know, industry. Just without, you know, no discussion, no like, well, should we teach? No, none, no, nothing like that. No, it's just there all of a sudden. One day, it's just you wake up and your child is being taught that his race is inherently evil and his nation was founded on sin and that he must pay for that. You just wake up and you go, wait, what is going on? What is being taught? So now you have to fight back against it and you have to wage a war that you didn't even know you were fighting until you found yourself having surrendered. And that's an incredible force of action that's being taken against us. But even more so is the literal, ongoing, continuous, and completely destructive surge at our southern border, with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people crossing every single month, hundreds of thousands of those being caught and not punished, but actually released farther into your country. It's just mind-blowing. Well, here's a video of colored plastic wristbands, and I've covered this on American Journal for weeks, but here's a video explaining and showing these colored plastic wristbands found littered across the southern border as they're worn by migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally. Clip number 8. Let's go to that now.
The U.S. illegally are wearing plastic colored wristbands. According to U.S. Border Patrol officials, these wristbands are used by cartels and human smugglers to determine payment status or affiliation with smuggling groups. Here are two unaccompanied minors from El Salvador with green wristbands labeled entries.
No, eso el turist. No, esto. ¿Quién te dio eso?
Me lo dieron.
¿Quién?
Allá en México, para poder pasarnos el río.
So they gave it to me in Mexico to cross the river.
So
cross the river, someone helped you?
Para pasar en el río?
So they gave them to us. You have one? Can I see it? How much did you pay to cross the river?
¿Cuánto pagaron para cruzar el río?
Oh, we didn't pay anything. Oh, nothing. No, we're refugees. And there he shows the plastic wristbands, like the ones you'd get if you were to go to a music, you know, a concert or a musical festival. Where is your family in the U.S.? Which state? Arkansas. Yeah, Arkansas. Oh, yeah. Yeah, these
according
are just,
to
some regular Arkansas folks.
Human smuggling groups are making around $14 million a day smuggling migrants into the U.S. illegally. The record high influx of migrants at the southern border has caused a housing crisis for Border Patrol. Migrant facilities like this one in Donna, Texas, are holding 16 times more migrants than its capacity. Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson and Brian Babin both toured the Donna facility.
I think it's horrible. We were out at the detention facility today, and we saw just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids out there, and adults as well. We went to one place in particular that was supposed to have a capacity of 250 people. It had 5,700 people crammed in there, and they were literally almost on top of each other. They were laying on the floor inside of these plastic cages that are basically, to some extent, COVID, you know, incubators, because about 5 to 10% of these people are testing positive for COVID. None of them are being tested at the detention facility.
Facility that is supposed to be holding 32 individuals, and there's 500 people packed into it.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. There's so many people being packed in. Oh, I know where there's plenty of room. Mexico. Hey, let's send them back to Mexico. It sounds brutal, the conditions that they're being kept in here. They'd probably be much happier back in their home country, where they grew up, where they live, where their roots are. Send them back. It's pretty simple.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. This is American Journal, Infowars.com. Second hour has begun. We'll go directly out to your phone calls. We got Luke in Illinois wants to talk about an oncoming shortage that America faces. Thanks for calling in, Luke. You are on the air.
Good morning, fellow Death Cult member. How are you doing?
I'm quite well, sir. Thank you. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I talked to you Friday and didn't get to the computer chip shortage. I'm sure you've noticed in the news that Ford Motor Company over the last several months has been producing partially assembled vehicles because they didn't have computer chips. Did you see that?
I hadn't seen that, but I'm not particularly surprised.
Right. Well, the thing is, and this is my own personal conspiracy theory, I started thinking about it. I don't know if you remember a few months ago, some town over in Europe, I think it was, had Daleks roaming the streets telling people to stay inside and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the robot police and everything.
Sure.
Well, if the robots are going to police us, what do they need for robot production? They need computer chips.
Right.
So to me, that is a logical explanation for why there's a computer chip shortage.
Do you think they're going into robotics machines that require a lot more computational power than just your average home computer?
Yes, sir. That is correct. That's my take on it.
Interesting. But isn't there a big demand? I don't know if these are the same computer chips, or I know graphics cards, Bitcoin mining has put a huge dent in the graphic card computer processor market. Would these be similar chips, or this is something else you're talking about?
Yes. Yes, I believe that they are. A lot of the different computer chips, you know, used in cars and whatnot are pretty much interchangeable. I mean, you basically a different way to plug it in, or, you know, a different kind of pigtail to connect to it, and you can use it for something else.
Very interesting. And the crew just brought up an article I had missed from, must have been Saturday, May 1st, Apple warns of product shortage due to supply chain issue. Apple says it can't make enough MacBooks and iPads to meet demand over the next few months because there aren't enough semiconductor computer chips for all the manufacturers who rely on them. This story from NPR News, May 1st, 2021. That is very interesting. I hadn't seen this. I must have missed it. Just another sort of in a long line of products that are difficult to find and becoming more expensive these days. I actually have a couple stories about that. One just from personal knowledge of, a connection that I have of a guy who sells lumber. He sells timber, and then the lumber suppliers, process it and send it to stores. And the interesting thing is that I've heard through the grapevine that, the prices for the raw material are as low as they've ever been. And there's no shortage of supply. And in fact, this guy that I know who supplies the timber, he has the raw land and the trees on his land and he sells those. He's like, I never raise my prices. The price raise happens in that middleman segment. So people, my assumption is that because you have this pandemic, you can just sort of blame things on that. And so you have these lumber supply, the middlemen of the industry, they process the lumber and get it to the stores. They're just jacking up the prices despite the fact that the supply hasn't gone anywhere. Their workforce is still active. There's no reason why lumber should be more expensive, but because of COVID-19, because they know they can just sort of blame things on the pandemic and people will just accept it, they just jacked up the prices hugely. They make a pretty penny. It doesn't go to the actual suppliers of the lumber, it just goes to the middlemen. They get way more profits while the supply hasn't gone anywhere and the demand hasn't gone anywhere. So they're just jacking up prices, saying, well, because of the pandemic, we've had to jack up prices, and everybody just sort of goes along with it. And we're seeing that all over the place. There's another story from Zero Hedge, I believe, about Costco using, they call it shrinkflation. And basically it's the idea that you're still paying the same amount, so you don't notice that you're paying more. You think you're paying the same amount, but the candy bar you bought is 30% smaller, or the chips you bought have 20% less chips in them. So you're really paying a lot more, but you don't notice because the amount that you're paying is the same. The amount of product that you're getting is lower. Here's from Zero Hedge, how Costco is making a 14% price jump with shrinkflation. We previously read about shrinkflation. The oldest trick in the retailer's book is back. Yeah, so Costco, Bear Traps report notes, it is now charging the same price for paper towels, but the roll has 20 fewer sheets. TBT refers to a recent post in Red Flag Deals message board where a member makes the following observation. Costco paper towels, same price as the previous, but several, but now with 20 fewer sheets. So in case people aren't aware, the supply chain is both heavily damaged by the lockdown restrictions, but also being used as a tool and as an excuse to jack up prices while we are simultaneously seeing the total devaluation of the American dollar. And now, as Luke from Illinois points out, computer chip shortage. I mean, the entire supply chain is just absolutely breaking down. Just yet another attack on the ability of Americans to live their lives. A little harder to live your life when everything is 20% more expensive. A little harder to fulfill your dreams when you're desperately just trying to keep up with the next paycheck. Fact check, COVID-19 to blame for spike in lumber prices, not Biden. Yeah, but it's not, though. It's not, because if you talk to the suppliers of the lumber, they say they haven't raised their prices. So the price raise is happening in that middleman segment. They're blaming it on COVID-19, and so you accept it. And so you're paying 2.5 times as much for lumber. That's a pretty sweet gig they got going there. We just jack up prices 2.5 times, and everybody just accepts it and continues to pay it because they think that that's just the industry standard now. Will those prices ever go back down? Yeah, probably not. Just like mail-in voting, just like the vaccine passports. These are temporary measures caused by COVID-19 that are just going to be here forever. And again, it's almost impossible to say whether things like the computer chip shortage or the lumber supply shortage are legitimate or whether they're purposefully caused by people that want to take advantage of this sort of stuff. Bill Gates is buying up land in New York City because everybody's leaving because of the pandemic shutdown. Amazon's profits are up like 300% this year because all of their competition has been forcibly shut down by the government under COVID lockdowns. I mean, this is all obviously orchestrated. It's all obviously really benefiting a very few number of people who are convincing you that it's for your health. They're just taking advantage of you. They're evil people. Same thing with, I keep pointing out, they're trying to get us to stop eating beef. They're trying to get us to stop eating meat in general, chickens, beef, pork. You might still want to eat beef. There might be suppliers out there that still want to sell you beef. You don't think 5 years from now, with all of the machinations they can pull, can't you imagine? I mean, it's not that hard to imagine me. You go to McDonald's, you want to buy a cheeseburger like you have for the last 50 years, and they go, sorry, shortage of meat. It's just, we're short on meat. We've been trying to get it, but the supply isn't there. So all we have are, we got your bug burgers. We've got your chemical stew burgers that looks like meat, but it's made in a lab. And we got your veggie burger, soybeans, heartened with a little bit of, maggot gruel in there as well. You don't think that could happen? Do you think it matters that you want something and somebody else wants to sell it to you? Bill Gates owns the most land, farmland, of anybody in America. You don't think he can just one by one start shutting down beef production plants, cattle ranches to the point where even if you want beef, you can't get it? You think it's impossible for them to do? As I pointed out on Twitter, where can you buy raw milk these days? I know a lot of people really want raw milk. A lot of farmers have raw milk. You can't buy it, can you? You can't go to the store and buy it. I said that on Twitter and people were responding, well, no, I have a farmer cooperative. And yes, it's black market, but we have to get it. It's like, yeah, that's the point. Right now, you can get beef for dirt cheap any store in America. 5 years from now, that might not be the case. Not because of natural changes, not because of changes in personal consumption, but because the people at the top dictated it that way, like they have for all this other stuff.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWars Store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, we'll go back to your calls in just a moment. Wondering where to go from here. I want to show you some video clips just to let you know where exactly we are. You know, this whole program has come just like a... And we're just documenting the downfall. We're just here watching Rome burn and telling you, the library's gone up now. Oh, the forum has collapsed. Oh, there's a mob lynching a man in near Trajan's tower. You know, it's just, that's all we're doing here, just watching Rome burn. You know, I used the metaphor earlier of, you know, it's like we've got our heads, you know, it's like we're buried up to our neck in the sand, just our heads over the ground, and the tide is slowly rising. It's like everything I see here is just, you know, it's like, you're sitting here and the water is getting higher and higher and it's lapping up and it's getting in your face and your nose and your mouth and you're like, poof, poof. Somebody comes up and they build a little wall in front of your mouth. So for the time being, it's not splashing into it enough. People are like, problem solved. It's like, no, the tide is still rising. That wall is not going to help. No matter how tall you build the wall, the tide is going to rise. It's going to sweep around it and it's going to drown you and you're going to die. So you can either like, keep doing these little temporary measures to try to mitigate the consequences for the time being, but the tide is still rising. So you can either sit there with your head up, you know, up to your neck in the sand, or you can get up, you can move. Oh, what a great clip to bring up from the Never Ending Story. What's his name? Atreides? No, that's what's the horse's name? Artax? God, this was like the most brutal scene of all time when you saw in the movies. But you remember this, the whole point of this scene was that it was despair and it was giving up and losing hope that made you sink. And he's trying desperately to get the horse to believe that he can move, because it's just simply the belief of moving and not wanting to give up and not stopping and not slowing down that will save you. And of course, he's able to do it. What a great thing to bring up for the crew to bring up. I hadn't even thought about that, but this is exactly what it's like. If you see what's going on and you just lay there, yeah, you're going to drown. You're going to die. It's going to take you over. Or you can get up. You can refuse to succumb to the inevitable as it's being portrayed and actually fight back. That's all we need to do. You get up. You dig yourself out from the sand, and you move to higher ground. Incredible. So here's a couple videos. Shows you one of the directors of this rising tide. He's one of the people that buried us up to our neck in the sand. It's Klaus Schwab. Here he is in 2016, founder of the World Economic Forum, clip number 14 here. Stating that they will implant chips into our brain or directly under our skin. Let's see what Klaus Schwab, literal James Bond supervillain, has to say about his plans for you and how he plans to tag his human cattle in the future. Let's go to it.
Aujourd'hui, au bout de ça, on parle de puces.
He says, today, at the end of this, we're talking about chips that will be implanted. When will that be?
Yes,
certainly within the next 10 years. And at first, we'll implement them in our clothes. So we have to get people used to it. And then we could imagine that we will implant them in our brains or in our skin. And in the end, maybe there will be direct communication between our world and the digital world. Direct control over the human brain digitally. What we'll see is a kind of fusion of the physical, digital, and biological world. It says, when we call somebody, we don't have the reflexes to take the device. It's done naturally. The technique continues the body. I don't know what that sentence means. Yes, you talk and you say, I want to be connected with anyone now. And first you have the personalized bots, and I saw that Mr. Zuckerberg predicted at the end of the year he will have his robot. His personalized butler at his disposal. Like in Downton Abbey, we will have our personal robot butler, our servant, our slave. Yes, but there is a difference. It is a servant with artificial intelligence learns, and that is not only your assistant for manual work, but can really be an intellectual partner of you. See, they have total control over the digital world. And they're annoyed that they don't have control over the physical world. They're annoyed that they don't have control over your mind. But if they can merge the two, then controlling the human population and the physical world will be as simple as controlling the digital world. And they have found that an easy task with the cooperation of all the governments, non-governmental organizations, and big tech companies eager to do their bidding. Let's go now to clip 21. Here is Klaus Schwab again, giving us a little insight into what this weird worm of a man thinks that the future of humanity is going to and should be. Let's roll it.
So people assume we are just going back to the good old world, which we had, and everything will be normal again in how we are used to normal, in the old fashioned. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen. The cut which we have now is much too strong in order not to leave traces.
And we're not going back to the old world. We're not going back to the way things were before, when you could buy and purchase things, when you could, live your life normally. As of the time of writing, June 2020, the pandemic continues to worsen globally. Many of us are pondering when things will return to normal. The short response is never. Nothing will ever return to the broken sense of normalcy that prevailed prior to the crisis, because the coronavirus pandemic marks a fundamental inflection point in our global trajectory. Isn't that, it's like, these are the people that did it. You understand, these are the people that trained the organizations that run our country. They dictated how they would respond to the pandemic, and then they're involved intricately with the organizations that actually created the pandemic from whole cloth by gain-of-function research. They implemented this. They did this. This is the arsonist having just thrown the match on your gasoline-soaked house going, look, the fire changed things. Look, the fire changed things. We're not going back to the way things were before. You might have liked your life before. You might have thought things were going okay. You might have not needed the interdiction of trillionaires and billionaires and the corporate elite telling you that things are going to be different from now on. But you don't have to make the choice. The choice is being made for you by the people in control, and you cannot resist it. In fact, attempts to resist it will be claimed as conspiracy theories, and you'll be silenced by the partners of these very same people. Some analysts call it a major bifurcation, but others refer to a crisis of biblical proportions. But the essence remains the same. The world as we knew it in the early months of 2020 is no more dissolved in the context of the pandemic. Yes, oh my gosh, the flu, oh my, a disease that has a 99.997 survival rate swept the world, and now we have to change everything. It was the lockdowns that changed everything. It was the purposefully implemented policy that changed everything.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working, and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. Right now, the restocked and reloaded sale continues at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of our most popular products, such as Winter Sun D3 Plus, Bod Ease, VasoBeats, ProstaGuard, and Alpha Power are on sale now. What got sold out there? I can't remember what else. Oh, that was the turmeric extract. That's right. The liquid turmeric extract has sold out now. So we told you these are some of our most popular products. Hard to keep them on the shelves, but they are on that massive discount. And VasoBeats is now sold out. VasoBeats is still there. The turmeric extract is sold out. But you can still get Bodies, which is the powder capsulate form of that turmeric extract. Very powerful and back in stock now. 40% off everything we do here, supported by InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, you can take advantage of our incredible sales to get our incredible products to help our incredible broadcast. And it's a 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go back out to the phone lines. Joy in Missouri. Prisoners being let go. That's right, Joy. 63,000 violent felons being released onto the streets of California to make the prisons more safe. What do you think about this, Joy?
I think it's crazy bad, and I lived there when they did a big one around 2010 to 2011. I think at that time it was 40,000 violent criminals, and you didn't really see much difference, but I don't know. Where do they release them, and where are they going to go, you know?
into your neighborhood. They'll bolster those homeless ranks. They'll you know, they'll be back out, you know, life sentences. Yeah, never mind. No, we'll just go ahead and release you back into the streets. So This is the liberal policy, right? We're going to defund the police. We're going to take your guns. Then we're going to release 60,000 violent criminals into your neighborhood. Have fun, right? This is where we're taking care of you now. Incredible, isn't it?
Yes. And do you know which Hayes group or individual did that? Was it like a pin spot?
This was a total move, I believe, by the governor, by Newsom.
Oh, yes.
Because here's the story from MSM. MSN, a number of Republican lawmakers in the state have opposed this move and criticized Governor Gavin Newsom for acting on his own authority instead of the will of the people. I mean, the most amazing thing to me is like, yeah, prisons are not safe with all these people in them, so we'll release them into the streets. It's just like, I want the streets to be safe. That's what prison is for. I mean, clearly they have a major issue there in California. Releasing the prisoners is not going to solve the problems that you have, you leftist psychopaths. It's insane, Joy. Final words before I got to move on to another caller?
Just one thing I had in mind. You hit on so many good topics this morning, along with many of the callers, from dog vaccines that kill them and the communist core. Mm-hmm. We had a scenario here in the state of Missouri. We voted for a man named Eric Greitens, who was a Navy SEAL, said he was for not having communist core. But after they got rid of him, because they kind of had a coup, he said it was a George Soros thing, and they removed him, but somehow they ended up with Common Core.
Yeah.
So, sad to say, ain't it?
Yeah, it's death by a thousand cuts, a story being replayed in hundreds and hundreds of municipalities throughout the country. You think George Soros doesn't have any reason to go after your small town or even your big city? Like, yeah, why would he care about who we elect to run our schools? It's like, it's death by a thousand cuts. He's got $18 billion he's dedicated to this. You don't think he can throw a couple thousand to completely overwhelm the media in your city and get who he wants in charge to completely destroy the future of the thousands and thousands of kids that will be affected by all this? Of course he will. Of course he can. And of course he does. So, you know, we can either stand up against this. We could, you know, elect officials who would do things like punish scumbags like this who are wielding their trillions of dollars to our total destruction. Or we can just close our ears, close our eyes, go swimming and wait for our people to perish. Those are the options. Let's go to another Missouriite, Missourian, Missouri folk, old dude. Is that, did I get that right? Old dude from Missouri wants to talk about critical race theory?
Well, I'm not old. It's old dude. Like, hey, that old dude over there has got something to say.
All right. O-O-L apostrophe dude. Old dude.
That's right.
All right.
That's right.
I got
it. So at the beginning of this COVID thing, I was a school teacher. And I've been on guard through all of this because in 2007, a friend brought loose change in my house. He said, bro, you got to watch this documentary.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched that and it totally destroyed my illusion about what America is,
right,
and what it had become. And I've realized in all these years since then that most people, they're just so stuck to the system. They revere this system that's grown up around us and they're trusting of it. It's like Alex Jones has used the analogy of the dodo birds coming up to the whalers. They didn't recognize the threat when the threat was there because they had never felt threatened. And so you've got all these people that are working through the education system, and the people that are determining what they're getting taught in the education system, they are the gatekeepers that determine what level of education that you have to climb through the professional ranks.
Right.
So outside of a person's professional interest and their personal interest, they're really ignorant to the threats to freedom that we're seeing manifest today.
Yeah.
And so as I was in pursuit of my teacher certification, I was taking a class through Columbia College, which has a pipeline through the military to be able to basically, you use your GI Bill, you're going to get your B if you just show up in the class. And this particular class that I took was called Minorities, Cultures, and Relations. And the textbook is Majority-Minority Relations by John E. Farley. And I've noticed that a lot of these textbooks that are involved in this, they come from Pearson VUE, which is also the same corporation that oversees the testing mechanisms as you are to be assessed to get your teacher certification.
Mm.
Well, in this minority-majority relations class that I took, it taught me all about my white privilege, and this was back in 2013. I emailed state Congress people, senators, other people in the media. Nobody said anything because it hadn't manifested itself in the way that we see today. And then the last week of the class was on the myth of the gay agenda. And all this was taught by a professor who taught at West Point, but it was taught online. And most of these people in this class, they didn't challenge anything they were taught. They just regurgitated what the material in the textbook was teaching them. And in order to be able to challenge it, you had to quote your sources. So it forced you to do 30% more work just to be able to disagree with the course material that was presented to you.
Right. And yeah. So, very, very subtle tactic, but one that you see everywhere. I remember my wife going through that in architectural school where it was like, yeah, you could take one position or the other. It's up to you. But the one position, it's super easy. It's basically a fill in the blank essay. You just sort of regurgitate what's already there. But yeah, if you want to take the, you know, unapproved message, yeah, of course you can do that, but your grade will be lower and it will be more work. And so they get people just out of, you know, necessity going with and perpetuating and continuing and agreeing with the propaganda they want to push. It's a, very effective but subtle tactic.
Right. And so we see what they've done. People like us that are aware and that choose to be aware because we want to preserve freedom for future generations. But we spend so much time talking about what they've done and what they're doing because we're trying to wake people up. And I believe it was in Endgame where there was a quote that was, and this is not a perfect quote. It's a loose quote, but basically that once the globalists have entrenched themselves into society overall, there's going to be very few people with the capacity to actually do anything about what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people are just going to stay in la la land because ignorance is blissful until things get to the point where you can no longer ignore reality. And what we have right now is we have a society of people who they do not want the truth to be true. And when I say the truth, I'm talking about the documented, verified, factual evidence in the historical record that confirms the legitimacy of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And that really is our only weapon, is the energy of our unity in Christ, meaning the energy and essence of Almighty God that has established a standard that sets the foundation of reality for all. And reality is the way things actually exist. So if there's a true reality, that's what Jesus Christ lives.
And that's exactly what they're trying to destroy, is reality itself, and impose their own dictations upon us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, he said, "Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger?" And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting out in the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find, 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
folks, we'll go out to your phone calls this segment in the next hour. I plan on spending quite a bit of time on Black Lives Matter and going over some of the events of this last weekend, particularly May Day, the communist holiday, which saw hundreds of Black Lives Matter and Antifa activists attacking cops, destroying property, and then being quickly released without bail. Again, just give you an idea of where we are in this country. But for now, let's go out to your phone calls. We have Stephen in Florida. He's called in about scandemic stories. Thanks for calling in, Stephen. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good. Hey, real quick, I called about a positive and negative experience I've had recently in relation to COVID. I just want to give you a little homework. Look up Codex Alimentarius and Dr. Rima Libo that Alex has had on the show if you want to see why we're going to this meatless garbage that's now going on. So the positive and negative experience, let me give the negative one first. Okay, so I'm a veteran, so I went to my VA doctor about a month ago. Well, he tried to coerce me into getting the vaccine, throwing this mentality, you know, they teach you in the military about fighting an enemy and you got to have weapons. Well, the enemy is coronavirus and the weapon to fight it is the vaccine. Even though I just explained to him I'm healthy and I beef up my immune system with all the vitamins, et cetera. Well, that's not good enough because he's a brainwashed pill pusher. So I called the VA today to complain about this guy and ask them why they have people that are so ignorant that they don't understand God gave us an immune system to fight off disease. They transferred me over to the National Suicide Crisis Hotline.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah. Clearly, if you question dictates, especially, you know, medical imperatives that demand that you, again, without question, accept whatever, you know, extreme solution that they want to push on you at that moment that they haven't tested, that they can't tell you about, and yet, you know, you'll be barred from entering restaurants without getting this. If you dare question that, you're insane and you need to, you know, you're mentally ill and you need to be looked at. That's literally what they're telling you, Stephen.
Yes, sir. Now, here's the positive. This is great. So I got to speak twice to the director of the Gasparilla Distance Classic Association. It's a huge organization in Tampa, Florida. They hold a big running event every year. But this year on their website, they put in all these CDC guidelines. They switched the dates to May this month. And so I called up because they wanted to have everybody masked at the starting line. We're talking thousands of runners.
Right.
You know, everybody have their temperature taken. So anyway, she called me back after I left a message, heard my voicemail that deals with this issue about the scandemic. I talked to her and she said, we've got nothing to talk about when she heard my voicemail message. She hung up on me. Well, this past Monday, she called me back and said, I want to apologize for being so rude and I want to hear what you have to say. Harrison, this was great. 45 minutes, this woman listened to me. I gave her all kinds of research and information. And she told me, she said, obviously you've done your research. And I told her, if you get nothing else out of this conversation, go to band.video and watch Alex Jones' emergency broadcast on SPARS Pandemic 2025 to 2028 and get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So she told me she was going to look up that information. And this is an international, you know, an organization that has international impact because they get runners from all over the world. So I was elated. I'm like, finally. I said, I don't say stuff like this because I don't know what I'm talking about or I'm some tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. I do my research. And I said, I make sure I know what I'm talking about before I put this kind of information out. And I'm a Christian, so I love God. And because of that, I love people and I care about what happens to them. That's my motive. It's the love of God. So, she heard the passion just like now. And I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to go away about this. This is not a time to be silent. We need to wake up, stand up, speak up, and act up because we're coming down to the wire. They're going to burn this country down.
Wow. Very, very passionate and well said, Stephen. Hopefully you've made an impact on that woman. And, hopefully she won't be fired for listening to some of this stuff because if you look at this stuff with an open mind, it's impossible not to take at least some of it, you know, into consideration, because unless you are literally willfully blind to some of this, some of it has to get through and you have to go, well, wait, why are we doing, wait, who was involved in this? Wait, why didn't they tell us this? I mean, it's so absurdly obvious that what's going on is we're not being told the truth, and what's who the people who are controlling, you know, our reaction are not looking out for the best interest of the most of us. And, you know, again, I say it all the time, the one thing on this show that we're trying to convince people of is it's not an accident. The things that you're seeing take place are not because people are just doing the best they can and failing. They know exactly what they're doing, and their entire goal is not to help you in any sort of way. It is to limit and destroy you, or short of that, replace you with somebody who's easier to limit and destroy. That is their plan, and everything that they do contributes directly to that plan and to that operation. And God bless you, Stephen, for helping to get the word out there, and actually for once having somebody who would listen, because that is often the most difficult part. And again, we'll talk a little bit more about this in the next hour, because, you know, relating to what Stephen just said, to what the caller before said about being dodo birds, it's like, yeah, the dodo birds, yeah, I guess we're kind of, we're Chicken Little over here, right? It's like, you know, and let's not use dodo birds, let's use, you know, a more human example. What about the Native Americans? It's like we're going up to the Native Americans who lived in Massachusetts before the pilgrims came. And they're like, oh, they're these new pilgrims. Aren't they interesting? And we're at the Native Americans like, hey, look, listen, your entire civilization, your society, it's going to be destroyed. Like, you have to stand up for it. You have to prepare yourself. You have to understand the threat that you're under. And they're like, conspiracy theorists. It's like, all right, we'll see. In a couple hundred years, we'll see whether we are conspiracy theorists or whether you are being kept on a reservation in a tiny little desert town in Oklahoma, where you used to, you know, run the mountains of Vermont as your home. We'll see. We'll see who's right. You can just ignore us. You know, the dodo birds, they're dumb birds. Evolutionarily, they weren't prepared for what they were up against. But now, we're not dodo birds. We're here trying to tell all of the sheep out there, look, you're being led to slaughter. You will be destroyed. Understand the threat that you're under. Understand that the people that are attacking you are announcing what they're doing and why they're doing it. And if you don't listen, it's your fault when you get destroyed. And it's your fault when we get destroyed, because we're trying to tell you and you refuse to listen and help us fight back. Look, I'm a Europhile. I'm a proud descendant of the, members, people that were on the Mayflower and all sorts of Europeans that came to this country. And I'm very proud of the country that they created and, the history that they had. But at the same time, it's depressing what happened to the Native Americans, and I wish there had been a more, and I hate to say it, but equitable, solution to the settling of the United States. I wish, Native Americans had more power. I wish they had been, integrated into the burgeoning American society and could have had a voice here. Well, that wasn't the case, and I think if you would have gone back in time and tried to warn Native Americans about what was happening and tried to tell them, look, you can't just let your young men, run out and raid a settlement and kidnap these villagers. That's not how these people do things, and they will destroy you if you do that. Like, you need to be smarter in your interactions, because if things continue the way they are, your utter destruction is at hand. That's what we're trying to tell people right now. Look, you are under attack. You are being slaughtered. You are being eradicated slowly but surely. We'll get into this, in a little bit with some of these headlines I'm reading, some of these videos I have to show you. They don't seem to care. So you can just imagine being a Native American who's received a, beatific vision, who's received a premonition of what is to come, and you're trying to warn your fellow Native Americans, hey, if we want to remain on our land, if we want to continue our lifestyle, if our bloodlines are to perpetuate into the future, we need to understand the threat that we're under and take this seriously. That's all we're doing here. And instead, we're being greeted with jeers and, oh, shut up. Oh, those Europeans are great. They're fine. They're not going to hurt us. They're not going to get rid of us. It's like, all right, we'll see. We'll see in a couple hundred years. Or you can fight back now. Or you can just, for the sake of, survival, you can just assume the worst and act on that. Just assume that these people really are trying to kill you. Assume that all of these horrible things happening aren't just by accident or coincidence. that they all seem to benefit each other and all seem to be moving in the same direction and all seem to have your destruction in mind. How about you just assume the worst, defend yourself, and hey, if you're wrong, at least you're still around, okay? Because the other option is you don't take this seriously, you ignore it, and if you're wrong on that case, then you won't even have a lineage or a history or a country or a people to, you know, rue your destruction. So you can assume one thing, assume the other. In one case, you're right and you succeed. In one case, you're wrong and it's death forever.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course, the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
So, Anthony Fauci, the hero of the pandemic, is the most important person in the world of gain-of-function research there is.
Many of us have heard this before. In April of 2020, it was reported that Anthony Fauci funded dangerous gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab in China, dealing with bat coronavirus. And in early February of 2020, this was reported by Dr. Francis Boyle, writer of the Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act. But the mainstream media machine never picked up the story, other than labeling it a conspiracy theory. The mainstream media has been loyally protecting Fauci while propping him up as our savior. This is why Joe Rogan is currently being attacked in the mainstream media for being anti-vaccination. On the same day Rogan published his Josh Rogan episode, Media Matters published an article about an older episode dealing with vaccinations. Mainstream media ran with this old hot-button topic while ignoring the bombshell news that went out live to Rogan's massive audience. Josh Rogan is an American journalist who works for the Washington Post and CNN. He is part of the mainstream media machine, which makes his appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast rather interesting. Here are the highlights.
Okay, now here's the part where I'm going to get a little controversial. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay?
Sure.
Okay, so if I've gotten you that far, again, just to say that I don't blame anyone out there for having this notion that, like, this lab accident theory is kind of a kooky thing that, like, was cooked up by Mike Pompeo or something like that. I get why you think that. But now Trump's not – he's not here anymore, right? We don't have to argue about Trump anymore, hopefully, ever, again, right? And we can just look at the piles of circumstantial evidence, and there's plenty of circumstantial evidence that it could have come – there's some circumstantial evidence that it could have come from nature. I feel that the lab theory has more compelling circumstantial evidence because, again, they were doing that kind of research. They also – there was a huge cover-up, and the virus database went mysteriously offline somehow in December 2019.
There's also the evolution of the virus itself, right?
That's what Robert – so Robert Redfield, who was the CDC director at the time, a trained virologist, he says, I took a look at this virus and I concluded that it is so powerful that it must have been evolved in a lab setting. And he pointed to the gain-of-function research, and they called him a racist, a conspiracy theorist, and all the rest.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the controversial part. The godfather of that industry, the head of the pyramid, is a guy you may have heard of called Anthony Fauci.
I've heard of that guy.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear more?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Anthony Fauci, the hero of the pandemic, is the most important person in the world of gain-of-function research there is. In other words, he is – and not just him. There's Francis Collins at the NIH and some other people. But basically, he is the one dispersing all of the grants for this. He is the one who pushed to turn it back on after Obama turned it back off. That's a whole other crazy story. He turned it back on without really consulting the White House. That's breaking news. Never been reported. Just broke some news on your show right
now.
Yes. He consulted the Office of Science and Technology Policy, which is like a part of the White House, but he didn't – you know, the White House put a pause on it, and then he like undid the pause. The details are a little sketchy. I'm not saying that he did anything necessarily wrong or illegal. I'm just saying that a lot of people that I know inside the Trump administration had no idea this had turned back on. He found a way to turn it back on in the mess of the Trump administration, because the Trump administration is full of a bunch of clowns, right? So at the end, you could get stuff done if you just knew how to work the system. Fauci is the head of that system.
Why? What was his incentive?
That's everything. That's his whole career. What he would say, and to be fair, again, to be perfectly
fair. Folks, this video is on InfoWars. You got to share it. It's called Fauci Behind Wuhan COVID-19 Leak. WAPO reporter tells Joe Rogan, clips from Joe Rogan's show. How many times do I have to say it? It's not an accident. It's not an accident. This was not an accident. None of this was accidental. None of this is coincidental. All of it is planned. All of it is controlled by a very small number of people who have told you their agenda. They have told you their designs, and now they're carrying them out. It's not an accident. It's not an accident. It's not an accident. For the love of God, get it through your head. This is not an accident.
It was our number two best-selling product until the ongoing COVID lockdowns destroyed the supply chain, and it's been 6 months since we had Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. And what's been holding up the last few months is the bottle cap. That's why this one's white. I said, I don't care if the cap doesn't match. Get it packaged. Get it to us. Get it shipped out, because it's amazing for inflammation. It's amazing for your immune system. It's amazing on so many fronts. Normal turmeric is at 3-5%, and it's great. People love it. This is concentrated 95% curcuminoid, and it's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So Bodies is back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have other great products back in stock like VasoBeats, Prostagard, and so much more. And these are great products for old people, for young people, for black people, for white people, for women, for men, for children, for everybody. These are products that enrich your life. So Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yours while you still can.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. We'll go out to your phone calls very, very shortly. Meantime, I have a little stack of headlines here that I want to read. Now, we need a... We just don't have time. I mean, everybody here is so busy with what we're doing already. We don't have time to add these new ideas that we are always coming up with. But this would be a good one. We, you know, right now there's and hey, this is the type of thing that gets crowdsourced. There's the Alex Jones is Right Again, or Alex Jones Posting Wins Twitter, that does a good job of just taking today's headlines and then showing Alex Jones talking about this years ago. We need like a Tomorrow's News Today Twitter account that just shows like everybody figuring something out and how InfoWars covered it days, weeks, months, even years before sometimes. And I always feel a little bit – I do. I feel a little bit salty when this type of stuff happens, because like this morning, CIA is trending on Twitter. And this is all having to do with the CIA recruitment ad ridiculed for overdosing on woke talking points. And it's one of the two ads that we aired and mocked extensively here on American Journal last week. There's a story from InfoWars.com today talking about this, you know, how this exploded on Twitter. CIA recruitment ads ridiculed for overdosing on woke talking points. It's just like, I mean, I'm glad people are seeing this now. I'm glad people are recognizing this and talking about it and spreading it around. Good. They should be. But at the same time, I get it, a touch of the old salt when I know that last week we covered this extensively and nobody noticed or cared. Okay. All right. That's fine. That's fine. We'll just keep breaking things and we'll just wait till, you know, Jack Posobiec retweets it. Then it's a real news story. Look at that. Less than 5,000 views. CIA rebrands as Intersectional Inclusive Murder Squad. Is it the title? Should we have titled it something different? something that trends on Twitter, just blows up all across the Twitterverse. I saw like everybody I follow tweeting about this today. I tried to draw your attention to it last week. That's fine. Nobody cares. Nobody pays attention. Nobody shares it. So we have to wait until somebody else comes around to it a week or two later. That's great. Let's talk a little bit more about wokeism taking over and its inevitability. Woke washing history. BBC show will teach children that early Britons were black. An episode of the BBC children's series, Horrible Histories, will focus on the role of black people in Britain's past. Launched in 2009, the series uses sketch comedy to help young people familiarize themselves with troubling chapters from history. Speaking to The Telegraph, the show's creative lead Richard Bradley said that the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police, as well as the toppling of statue of 17th century slave trader Edward Colston in Bristol, created a need to reevaluate how Britons think about the past. What a bizarre non sequitur that is. It's like some drug addict in America overdoses while in police custody. That, in addition to a statue of a traitor in the 17th century, you know, these two things. Clearly, we have to reevaluate our entire past. What is the death of a criminal in America? Why does that mean that we now have to tell school children in Britain that the British Isles were inhabited by Africans? This makes no sense. But nothing does. So we'll just go ahead and put these people in charge of educating our children. In an effort to illustrate to young people how the nation had black inhabitants from the start, one of the show's sketches will document how African troops were stationed along Hadrian's Wall. Do they not understand that Africa was a Roman colony on the continent of Africa? These weren't sub-Saharan Africans like patrolling British walls. These were Roman citizens who were inhabiting a colony in Africa that was formerly Carthaginian, that were then taken to Britain to patrol there. But no. According to the BBC, this means that black people have always been the original inhabitants of Britain. The program will also feature a song about how prehistoric Britons had dark skin before these isles were British, they say in quotes. Quote, before these isles were British. See, it doesn't matter if white people have been there for tens of thousands of years. They're interlopers. They're only there temporarily. They have robbed this land from the real inhabitants who were, of course, black. That's what they're telling you. Despite the fact that the British people, the people that are, you know, direct ancestors of the people that live there now, have been on that isle for, you know, like 10 times longer than like Aboriginals were in Australia. Try go telling the BBC that the Aboriginals weren't the original inhabitants of Australia. See how far that gets you. This references a fossil known as Cheddar Man, which dates back 10,000 years. A recent DNA analysis of the remains concluded that the prehistoric man had dark skin and curly black hair. Sure it did. One commenter accused the BBC of rewriting history. It's like, no, they're telling you that's what they're doing. It's like they're being accused of rewriting history. And they go and interview the people and they're like, our job is to rewrite history. It's like, yes, that's what they're doing. Hello. One public broadcaster was, quote, bringing their race baiting narrative to children. Of course they are. The program is a part of a larger progressive agenda to split us into groups and encourage grievances against each other, argued another observer. Using the Cheddar Man as an example of black history in Britain was disingenuous and misleading, read a similarly peeved reply. It's just like, can you imagine? Can you imagine white people going to Africa and being like, yeah, we were here first. Yeah, we're the original inhabitants of Africa. And you will no longer be permitted to talk about your history. You know, and then this story from LA Times today, op-ed, why my daughter hates whitewashed AP history. And they start this article off with a vintage illustration of Christopher Columbus arriving in the New World. And they say in this article, one thing you might not learn in AP history, when Hispaniola's Taino people didn't provide newcomers with enough gold, their hands were cut off. Wow, brutal. So glad there's no more context to that. So glad that's just how it was. You know, the Europeans just showed up. They said, give us your gold. And the people said, here's all the gold we have. And they said, that's not enough. And they chopped their hands off. That's how it happened, right? Of course, they strangely don't mention in this article that they would eat people. That's interesting. When the Taino people didn't get enough rain, they would tear the hearts out of young children. Don't feel the need to mention that in here for some strange reason. And of course, this is just all talking about how, this woman is very mad that her daughter's AP history course is not explicitly anti-white, that they actually use, sources and authorities from hundreds of years ago, because, it's a history class. No, no, history must be destroyed. It must be rewritten. It must continually discuss for now and forever how white people are evil and their very existence is an affront to the original black inhabitants of the world. Look, history doesn't exist without the ability to record it. That's just the way it is. Most of Europe was in a state of prehistory until the Romans came. America was in a state of prehistory before Europeans came. That's just the way it is. So if you want to lament the fact that there's not history of the native peoples of these countries, it's because they lacked the ability to record it. They lacked the concept of history itself. They had a story about themselves that told that there was a cyclical existence where the sun rose, the sun set, every day, forever, and that's just the way it was. They didn't have the story of the Exodus. They didn't have the story of creation. They didn't have the story of, all of the history that, the Roman Empire that informed the people that came from Europe. The people that came from Europe came with history books. They came with a knowledge of the path that civilization had taken, their part in it, and where it was going. That was a concept that was absent on the American continent. That's not the people who actually had history's fault. It's just... Well, just wait till you see the headline on the next... We'll get to your calls in the next segment, but I want to read this headline as well. Just wait. Eradicate white people. Can you imagine who said that? Who do you think said eradicate white people? See if you're right on the other side. Stay with us.
14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. That's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than 2/3 the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
The answer to 1984. Is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God.
And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
CNN has almost no viewers. The ADL is reviled and hated across the United States and the world as a pack of anti-free speech liars. But that doesn't mean that they don't have power, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center that's just as bad. They represent the globalists, the big power structure that wants authoritarianism and backs communist China and its death camps. And they back bringing those similar systems here to America, and they've even officially called the ADL for my arrest for my speech and for Mark Zuckerberg to be arrested for free speech as well. These are very, very dangerous times. They don't want us to be on air. You funding our operation is critical. We make it easy at InfoWarsStore.com with amazing products like water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, t-shirts, books, films, and now four of our best-selling products sold out for months, back in stock. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Vaso Beach, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and more, back in stock, and it keeps us on air despite what the tyrants want.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Folks, the article is at WND.com. Eradicate White People, urges student government candidate at Stanford University. A candidate for the student government at Stanford University posted racist threats, including, quote, white people need to be eradicated. Then they apparently deleted their account when caught. The Federalist reported the tweets by Gabby Crooks, a sophomore running for re-election. But a few hours after the report, Twitter said the account for that person does not exist. Federalist said tweets by Crooks from as recently as last year were found by the College Stanford College Republicans. Stephen Sills, the head of the group of the College Republicans, told the Federalist, racism in any form is obscene, and there's a moral obligation that students need to know this stuff before they vote. Among the statements credited to Crooks, the student government candidate, quote, yes, I think white people need to be eradicated. Yes, I will go feral over mediocre white men we exist. Then she asks, why do white people think everything is about them? It's like, we must eradicate white people. And white people are like, wow, you hate white people. And they're like, why do you think everything's about you? I don't know. You just said you wanted to eradicate us. Maybe we should pay attention to that. It's like when a black guy attacks an Asian guy, it's white supremacy. So it's kind of weird that you guys make everything about us. Kind of strange. The Federalist reported that the Stanford College Republicans have continued to find other racist tweets by the student government candidate. Crooks has received an endorsement from the Stanford Student Daily Editorial Board. But this newspaper did not respond to a request for comment asking if it still stands with this decision. The Stanford Student Daily, a publication with a far-left slant, published an op-ed in February that said the Stanford College Republicans should be removed from campus, the report said. Yeah. Just let your school be run by somebody that says eradicate white people and then get rid of College Republicans for pointing that out. And again, it's just like, I just picture talking about this to like the vast majority of regular Americans. And it is, I guess it is kind of like the dodo bird. I guess they just give you that dodo bird look. Right. If I were to be like, well, you know, the people that are in charge and will soon be in charge, like, you know, that the person who becomes the president, you know, the student president of Stanford University, it usually goes on to wield some sort of institutional power. You understand that, right? You understand that this isn't some far left extremist living, you know, in a van under a bridge spouting nonsense. This is a person who will soon have a very high position in a corporate or governmental institution. And they are telling you, that they want to, with no obscurity about it, eradicate your race. You understand that, right? Is this not troubling to you? And you can just see it now. Just like go talk to a boomer about it. Go talk to just like a regular person who just, you know, watches maybe Fox News. Maybe they watch CNN. They think they're pretty tuned in. You just go, hey, you know, people in power are talking about eradicating white people. And they'll just be like, oh, well, gosh, people are crazy. It's just like, hello, wake up, damn it. I mean, my God, like what? You can tell them like, oh, you know, hey, the president of the student body of Duke was caught saying we should eradicate all black people. And they'll be like, what? That is an outrage. How dare they? We can't have this. I won't stand for it. I'll write a letter. I'll donate money. Whatever I have to do, we have to get this guy out of office. And it's like, you know, that's the response, right? Like, it's just like, what has been done to you? What has been injected into you? Why do you not have an iota of like self-preservation? When somebody is telling you, I want to kill you and everybody in your family, and your response is just like, oh, gosh, crazy. Who knew? It's just like, I guess you deserve it. Maybe we just deserve it. All right. Yeah. Just kill us all. Just eradicate white people. Clearly, they don't care. Like, OK, fine. Eradicate them. Good. Great. Great. Glad we settled that. By the way, we'll go out to your phone calls for the rest of the last hour, I promise. So I'll just try to finish up with this in the meantime. This weekend, just mobs of communists roaming through American streets, attacking cops, attacking people, wielding weapons, starting fires. Nobody cares. It just goes on and on and on. Andy Ngo reports there were around 50 at the Antifa Portland May Day riot. There was a lot of infighting occurring at this moment. At one point, they actually had a journalist get on his knees and beg for forgiveness because he had retweeted one of Andy Ngo's videos. Or rather, Andy Ngo retweeted one of his videos. He begged, please treat me like a human being. Just like whoever this guy is, this journalist who has been forced by Antifa onto his knees to beg for forgiveness because of something somebody else did. Just begging, just please treat me like a human being. Just like, just stand up, be a human being. Tell these people that are getting you to beg them and grovel for them because of something somebody else did. Tell them where to shove it. Keep doing what you want to do, and understand that these people are sniveling bugs in human form, and you don't beg humanity from them. You seize humanity on your own. Nobody on their knees begging some black-clad communist dropout loser millionaire, you know, funded psychopath can give you humanity. They don't have humanity to give. And it's just, again, where are we? Where are we in the world? After holding far left signs for May Day in Portland, Antifa shut down the roads at night and smashed up buildings again. Police declared a riot again. At the same time, another Antifa mob attacked the ICE government facility again. Two of them threatened cops with knives. You have Antifa leader Phoebe A. Loomis, 37. She was arrested at the May Day riot and charged with a felony. She was quickly released without bail. She was previously convicted for her role at another May Day riot in 2017. She has an Antifa tattoo on her chest. You have Jeremiah Day, 22, threatened police with a knife at the Portland Antifa May Day riot outside the ICE.gov facility. He tried to escape on foot. He was charged with 11 criminal defenses, including a felony. He was quickly released without bail. You have repeat violent Antifa rioter Christopher M. Donnelly, who was arrested at least four times this year, violated his USAO pretrial release conditions by returning to riot on May Day. He was charged with felonies and quickly bailed out again. Just every one of these people has been arrested multiple times, charged with multiple felonies, and yet they're out doing the same thing over and over and over again, committing violence, committing threats, burning down buildings, attacking, and damaging private property. And they're just released, and they're released, and they're released, and they're released, and they're arrested, and they're tried, and they're convicted, and they're released. It's just every time one of these guys gets arrested, you know, that's tens of thousands of dollars in man hours that are going into processing them. It's just, you know, it was over and over. Quang Thien Nguyen of Kent, Washington, traveled to Portland to riot on May Day. He's charged with crimes, including a felony, but was quickly bailed out. He was arrested at an Antifa riot in November as well, but all charges were dropped. Darren Ray Stevenses, 36, of Portland, was arrested on a warrant at the Antifa May Day riot. He was arrested last year at another riot and charged with felonies for burglary, theft, and more. He's been quickly released without bail. Just time and time again. And time again, we're told white supremacy is the most persistent threat in America, most persistent and dangerous threat with the most number, where it's just every single week. Felons are being arrested on felony charges and released that very day, sometimes returning to be arrested a second time that very day, continually, over and over, forever in the Northwest. And it's not like we can't do something to stop this. We just aren't.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of supply chain breakdowns are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding, because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second best seller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go directly out to your phone calls if you want to support the American Journal and everything that we do here at InfoWars. You go to InfoWarsStore.com. Look at that incredible drone footage we've got of the Frost Bank building here in Austin, Texas, courtesy of one of our crew members who went out there and got this really beautiful footage. I'm telling you, folks, we're working day and night here at InfoWars. And if you want to support everything that we do, you go to InfoWarsStore.com and help us make this show as good looking as possible. And dang, that is a fine looking shot right there. Now, with that, we go out to your phone calls. Let's go first to Kim in Las Vegas. Thanks for calling in, Kim. Thank you for holding. You are on the air about directed energy weapons. Hi, Kim.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call, Harrison.
Good morning.
So, you know, the emergency broadcast Saturday, and then Alex's rebroadcast that I caught last night, and then this morning you were actually talking about there's plenty of wood, but it's drawing construction prices up, you know, for plywood and things like that.
Yeah.
And it just like re-triggered. So I was born and raised in the Midwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, as a matter of fact. And last summer, they had a derecho. Now, I, in my 55 years, have never heard of that. It's spelled D-E-R-E-C-H-O. And it didn't get much publicity, especially on mainstream news, but it was declared a disaster because what it was is they called it an inland hurricane.
Right.
And I had never heard of that. And basically what had happened is trees were completely uprooted, just torn out of the ground, but a vast majority of these trees were just like lopped off at the top, like somebody had taken a, you know, a chainsaw and just lopped the top of them off.
Whoa.
And so FEMA is in there, and what's happening is FEMA is going and picking up all of these down trees and et cetera and things like that. And all they're doing is mulching these trees up.
Right.
They're not using them, you know, chopping them up for firewood, for heat sources. They're not using it in the paper mills or anything. They're just mulching everything up.
Yeah.
And during that storm, of course, it knocked out the power. I still have children that live there. And like my daughter, she went without power and water for almost 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah.
And so,
you know,
you're talking.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish, Kim.
So, like, when you were talking about, like, what happened in Texas, what was it, January or February, when you had that awful freeze storm and snowstorm? My sister-in-law lives in Dallas, and she, you know, they didn't have any power or anything, but thank goodness they had a fireplace that they could burn wood in to stay warm, you know, with my small nieces. And so it's like I keep looking at all of these different natural disasters, and it's making more and more sense the more I see about the directed energy weapons, because like in 2008, Cedar Rapids, Iowa had the worst 500-year flood.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, we know that, you know, it's open in China, but it's also open here in America as well. They're doing weather manipulation experiments on an ongoing basis, and they have for the last several decades. So, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, something happens and you think, well, that was a freak of nature kind of accident. But you have to take into account what are the downstream effects of cloud seeding, you know, massive areas, you know, the areas in China. The size of like Arizona that are being totally manipulated, like their weather is absolutely being manipulated. What downstream effects will that have? How will that affect the global, you know, weather currents? And, you know, if what we're seeing seems kind of unnatural, maybe it is. Maybe it is the effects of the HARP systems or the cloud seeding or, you know, trying to block out the sun by spraying chemicals into the air. I mean, these are massive experiments, massive operations with the sole intention of changing weather patterns. So why would they not change all the weather patterns everywhere? They're all interconnected. You can't isolate China and geoengineer there and not have an effect in Texas. It's all one big system that you're messing with. China builds one of the world's largest geoengineering research programs. This is back in 2017. I mean, this has been going on since the 50s in America and elsewhere. So you can't just see what's happening and go, oh, well, that's nature's being weird. Or, oh, it's the carbon we're releasing into the air. Well, what about the radio waves that are being directed to, speed up molecules in certain areas to lower pressure to change the path of weather systems? I mean, all of this is happening. It's all out there. It's all open. And they're acting like they can just do that in one place and not have it affect weather elsewhere. Of course it is. And of course you're mentioning about the trees being downed and how FEMA will just come in and mulch them. It made me think about the biomass factories. A lot of places in Europe did it. In Britain, they were celebrating it in 2018. I bet it did a big story on this for InfoWars. They were celebrating the first month in English history where no coal was burned. No, they replaced their coal burning plants with biomass fuel burning plants. And this was a celebration of saving the environment by using biomass instead of coal. And then you look into what biomass is and specifically what these British power generation plants were using. And it's old growth forests from Virginia. They're chopping down trees that have been growing in Virginia for hundreds of years, chopping them down, mulching them, sending them to Britain to be burned in a furnace. Trees. So it's like you look at the lumber prices here, and it's like, just know at least some part of that lumber price going up is the fact that very good old growth trees are being chopped down, turned into splinters, and then burned for heat in Britain. This is what's going on. This is what biofuel means, biomass means. It means trees. It means organic material. It means they're chopping down, raw goods and just burning them, just burning them for heat. Much less efficient than coal, much, much less efficient than coal, and very useful in other operations rather than, burning for heat like we're cavemen. But that's what biomass means, and that's the future. They're getting rid of nuclear plants and putting in biomass plants and then raising lumber prices and burning all the wood to create energy. It's retarded. This whole world is retarded. I'm sorry for using that word, but it's the appropriate word. It's retarded. All of it, all of this stuff is just beyond stupid. It's beyond stupid. It's mentally ill. Last word, Kim, before we go to break.
Well, and talking about our food sources as well, because, they were in a partial drought last year in the food sources in Iowa. And, corn is huge there for feed and for food. And then that derecho came in. Over half of the crops were destroyed. So now you're looking at all these food shortages as well.
Yeah. And of course, this ties right back to the biomass. Where is a huge proportion of the corn right now going? It's going into ethanol to, thin out the gasoline that we use. So it's just like every one of these moves supposedly, for the benefit of the climate, just has these crazy destructive downstream effects. There it is. Wood energy as a climate change solution. I mean, it's not a conspiracy theory. Like, this is what they use and they celebrate it. They're like, we got rid of coal. We got rid of nuclear power plants. We'll just burn old growth forest from Virginia. We'll just ship them from Virginia. Don't pay attention to how much pollution the shipping creates. Don't pay attention to the deforestation we're engaged in. Don't pay attention to the fact that the nuclear and the coal stuff is still happening just elsewhere. No, just burn the old trees. Jack up lumber prices, burn the coal for fuel, jack up food prices, get rid of the meat, make us all eat bugs. It's all for the climate. You are the carbon they're trying to eliminate from this earth, just so you're perfectly aware. And they're talking about eliminating carbon. You are made of carbon, and they would be very happy to eradicate you, as they're now openly suggesting that we do. Not an accident!
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with some really good news. Four of our best-selling products are back in stock. Four of these bad boys that will enrich your life and, of course, fund the InfoWar. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy. Prostaguard, Windsor Palmetto, and a bunch of key vitamins and minerals for your immune system. And, of course, Vaso Beets, concentrated beet extract, create nitrous oxide in your blood that's essential for your heart and for your lungs and especially for your liver. And this is great because with all the shutdowns and the lockdowns, it's been hard to get these products, and they're finally back in, and they're critical to funding our operation. Plus, they're great products. I want to thank you all for your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get your InfoWars Life products while you still can. Vaso Beats, Prostaguard, Alpha Power, and, of course, Bodies, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family. Ladies and gentlemen, the cavalry is here for your health, for your immune system, for your stamina, for your libido, for your heart, for your lungs, for your liver. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And many of these products have been sold out for months and months and months because of the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns have destroyed the supply chain. But finally, they're back in stock. So that's the cavalry for InfoWars as well and our funding. All these products are back in stock and they're 50% off. Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Alpha Power for your stamina, libido, energy, and more. Of course, Prostaguard and Vaso Beats, all back in stock now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please purchase them at InfoWarsStore.com. Fund the InfoWar and enrich your life. The cavalry is here.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Incredibly troubling story just breaking. CNN reports Biden team may partner with private firms to surveil suspected domestic terrorists online. The Biden administration is considering using outside firms to track extremist chatter by Americans online, an effort that would expand the government's ability to gather information but could draw criticism over surveillance of U.S. citizens. Remember, you are a domestic terrorist. You're watching this program. Clearly, I'm a domestic terrorist because they said so. Because I dare question their authority because I actually have value in the Bill of Rights. That makes me a domestic terrorist these days. The Department of Homeland Security is limited in how it can monitor citizens online without justification and is banned from activities like assuming false identities to gain access to private messaging apps used by extremist groups such as the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Instead, federal authorities can only browse through unprotected information on social media sites like Twitter and Facebook and other open online forums. The plan being discussed inside DHS, according to multiple sources, would, in effect, allow the department to circumvent those limits. A source familiar with the effort said it's not about decrypting data, but rather using outside entities who can legally access these private groups to gather large amounts of information that could help the DHS identify key narratives as they emerge. So in other words, your private messaging in Twitter or in Facebook, it's not accessible to law enforcement because it's private. Oh, but Facebook and Twitter, they own those platforms, so they have access to that information, and they can hand it over to DHS without having to get a warrant. So just open surveillance. So it's just, you know, this threat is so great. Oh, domestic terror. Oh, we all know all of the domestic terrorist attacks that have taken place. I mean, January 6th, that was well-coordinated, armed. It was an insurrection. We all know that. It wasn't a spontaneous event. It wasn't a 99.9999% peaceful protest with a couple dozen agitators causing minimal damage, causing no injuries, hurting and killing nobody at all. No, no, it was an insurrection. It was domestic terror. You have to believe this or else none of this justification makes a lick of damn sense. But just so you're clear of what exactly they're saying that, yeah, you know, we have these constitutionally obligated limits to the ability of the United States government to surveil the regular citizens. We're going to go ahead and get around those by using private groups. See, wow, it's a private company. Well, if the private company can destroy your First Amendment, can't it destroy your Fifth? Can't it destroy your Fourth? Why not? Well, just circumvent. Now, we need to just throw away our entire country's history and heritage of protecting the free speech of individuals, especially when made in private. We're just going to throw all that out because the threat is so dire. The threat of domestic terrorism. I mean, look, Bigfoot is real, folks, and we have to protect against him. And we have to destroy your First Amendment or else Bigfoot will get you. And if you don't believe in Bigfoot, then you're apparently a Bigfoot sympathizer. And you, too, are now on the list and must be destroyed and surveilled. Domestic terror in America, about as real as Bigfoot. White supremacist terror, yeah, about as real as Bigfoot. Doesn't exist. I mean, there certainly are mobs of communists destroying things on a daily basis in major cities throughout America. There are definitely organizations and groups using violence to achieve political ends, and those political ends resulting in the deaths of thousands who wouldn't have died otherwise. But that's Black Lives Matter. And they're not domestic terrorists. They're the good guys. They're the ones running everything. No, no, it's the domestic terror, the white domestic terror that is so bad, so prevalent, so ubiquitous, so dangerous in America that we have to undo all of our previous protections and civil liberties or else we're all going to die because of this. Clearly, this is the result. I mean, look at this. They're sitting in chairs. They're putting their feet on desks. I see this video and I think, get rid of the Bill of Rights. Look, there they are, standing with a police officer. Wow, I'm terrified. I'm so scared. Get rid of my First Amendment. Get rid of my Second Amendment. Get rid of my First Amendment. Put these men in concrete boxes for weeks alone before sending them to jail for decades. That's the right solution to this. There's no alternative purpose to this, right? There's no ulterior motive. No, no. These people are clearly the most dangerous in the world. And no extremity should be spared in destroying what we're seeing here. I mean, my God. I mean, I know we look at videos of riots on this program, and you see people getting their teeth kicked in. You see people being curb stomped. You see people being shot in the chest at point blank range. You see people being ripped out of their cars and beaten to a pulp on the street. But all of that pales in comparison to a couple of LARPing frat bros standing next to a desk. I mean, this is the real danger that we have to worry about. And it's so dangerous, we have to just go ahead and not just get rid of the First or Second Amendment. We have to find permanent ways to circumvent it so we can continue to pretend to uphold civil liberties while violating them on every front. I mean, just incredible. This leaves the Biden administration with a key question: how to address mistakes made during the Trump administration while also finding ways to respond to what critics say were blatant failures by the U.S. intelligence agencies to act on warnings ahead of the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The attack, the insurrection, the coup. This, what we're seeing here, they're literally praying. They literally have their heads bowed and their hands up, and they're praying. Wow, burn it all down. I guess we just got to get rid of America now. If this is the type of thing that happens with civil liberties, I guess we just have to get rid of all of them. I mean, look at that. They're daring to pray in a public building. Destroy them, kill them, jail them for decades. Literally, they're literally being jailed for decades. You know that, right? These people praying, literally being jailed. They've been kept since this time in solitary confinement. You're aware of that? Some of these guys have had their eyes gouged out and their eye bones broken by police officers inside jail when they're being savagely beaten, when they're not being kept in solitary confinement. You're aware of that, right? And this is why. Because of what we're seeing here. Because they're walking around and praying. Okay? Just so we're aware. DHS officials are exploring ways to enhance the department's information gathering within the bounds of its current authorities. The department is coordinating with the National Security Council and the FBI as part of the effort. So good. A couple of upstanding, honorable, respectable organizations, the FBI and the NSA, coming together to figure out ways to spy on Americans and violate the Constitution while appearing not to do so. Researchers who already monitor such activities online could act as middlemen to obtain the information. DHS officials maintain the materials provided would only consist of broad summaries or analysis of narratives that are emerging on these sites and would not be used to target specific individuals. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. We can trust them. We can believe them. Surely what they're telling us has to be true. They're not going to target individuals. No, of course not. They're just going to farm out American surveillance to big tech companies and to non-governmental organizations. I mean, I did the math on Twitter the other day where if you took an Empire State Building at full capacity and you paid every single person, that's hundreds of people per floor of the Empire State Building, you paid them all $50,000 a year, and then you multiplied that by 36. That's how much George Soros paid to subvert our nation. 36 Empire State Buildings worth of activists working for an entire year, paying them all fairly high salary, $50,000 a year. So however it was divvied up, that's the weight of influence that one man, George Soros, put forward to destroy your country. So I wonder how many right-wing extremists they can identify with the equivalent of 36 Empire State Buildings chock full of high-paid researchers to dig in to your conversations, your private messages. I mean, Twitter, they have access to all of your private information. None of that stuff that you put on there is private from them. They own it. So, of course, they can hand it over, and they already are. I mean, Amazon literally has a Ring portal for law enforcement. You want Ring video, doorbell video? If you're a law enforcement officer, you just sign on, and Amazon just hands it over to you. It's a circumvention of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment. Absolutely it is. Yeah, but they do it because it's a private entity, and they can get away with it. Amazon doubles down on Ring partnership with law enforcement. They've been doing this for a while. Now they'll just do it with your information. Maybe Google can look into your Google Docs. Maybe Microsoft can open up your entire hard drive and look through your private files. And then they'll turn it over to DHS. DHS will say, we never violated anyone's privacy. You clicked the little checkbox on the terms of service. So now we have full access to all of your information. And we consider anybody that is Christian, that is Pepe the Frog, that doesn't want their nation stolen from them and given to people who hate them, well, you're a domestic terrorist now. Do you think the vote wasn't 100% legitimate, the most legitimate vote in the history of America? You're a domestic terrorist. What a great phrase they've come up with, domestic terrorists, to describe anybody that questions them, and now they're openly admitting they're going to be spying on you to determine if you are one.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are Tomorrow's News Today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and banned on video, radio stations, and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. I recently ran an ad where we played a cavalry bugle call in the background, and I made the point that, hey, the cavalry is here, but it's really true. Listeners are incredible, and when we're able to keep these great products in stock, we were able to fund ourselves last year and actually dig ourselves somewhat out of a hole that we've been in because I expanded so much for the 2020 election. But thanks to you, we're still on air. But now because of the shutdown in production and because of slowdowns with the whole COVID lockdowns of the supply chain, a lot of our best-selling products have not been available for months and months and months. Some for 6 months. Some have been discontinued. But the cavalry is here now in our funding because a lot of these products are finally coming back in. Prostaguard, Vasobeats, Alpha Power, and of course Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula are all in our top 10 bestsellers. Our second bestseller is Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoids. It is back in stock right now, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. So really, you are the cavalry when you order these products at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.